Hi, Paul. Your team's obviously been off for a very long time, like everybody else. What did you like about what you saw tonight? And do you feel like that was a real good tune-up for the playoff games?
Second question first. I thought it was a really good tune-up because Vancouver played hard. I mean, they came hard. An awful lot of chip pucks to forecheck, an awful lot of speed. I'm a Travis Green fan in terms of what he's done with that team. So I was happy to get this matchup because I knew that they would I found them to be very, very aggressive all over the ice, and that's what we needed. I thought we got a little better as the game went on. And kind of peaked there toward the end of the second period. So we got a lot of what we wanted to get accomplished kind of in the game and a good understanding of what it's going to be like. So yeah, I was pleased with the result. Our goalie made big saves, right? He got good work. Like that was a good tune-up for Connor. He was really, really strong. Our defense were under a tremendous amount of pressure from their forecheck. So they got lots of reps in that, and our forwards, when you come out of exhibition into the regular season, you're always there. It's all about scoring goals, but when you look at Kulikov's goal, it's just a great back check by Adam Lowry to knock it down. So there's some really good defensive things in our game too.
Did you sort of leave it up to Connor as to whether he wanted to play the whole game, come out for the third period, or was that what you wanted to see all along?
Yeah. I mean, I guess the answer is probably yes, but we had a full understanding that he doesn't want to come out of the net ever, right? He wants all 60 minutes. We would go to him if we were sitting on 30, 35 shots after two, and check to see how he was feeling. But we wanted him to get the work he wanted to get, and he didn't want to come out of that net.
Our next question is from Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Hi, Paul. We got our first taste, of course, of watching an empty arena game from the press box. Just wonder what it looked and felt and sounded like from your perspective on the bench.
I mean, it's different. There's no doubt about that. It's in some ways. So I would say what was positive about it, what I liked about it, is you're getting the whole interaction on the bench. So you kind of feel like between the trainers and the players and the coaches, there's always a lot of chatter, but you almost don't hear the fan noise. And I'm not a big fan of really loud music piped in at the timeouts. You can't talk to the players as much as you'd like. So I actually liked that part of it. It was way easier to communicate with your team, and then it was way easier for them to interact with each other. So there's not a lot of pressure in this game tonight.
And then
And so they're having fun on the bench, and you get to be a little bit more a part of it. I think once the puck dropped, so that would be the best exhibition game in terms of effort that I've ever seen, right? This is a completely different thing. There was some really good pace to it. In some ways, parts of that were better than games that we see in the first 2 months of the season. I don't think the hands are there quite yet. But the legs were, right? They were driving pretty good.
Paul, just a Nikolaj Ehlers question. Obviously, we've made a lot in the media out of the fact that he's still looking for his first playoff goal. I realize tonight wasn't a playoff game, doesn't count as one, but is there any significance to him scoring and what that could mean for him? And I guess a part B to that question, can you give us any update? I know he left a little early.
So I think Nicky's scoring in the playoffs. I mean, it's a five-game series, so it's not a lot of time to do it. But his game has changed this year. He's harder on pucks. He drives the net. He's competing at a different level than he ever has before. So I think he's a goal scorer in the playoffs for sure. That was tonight was 100% precautionary. So we got lots of confidence. He wanted to play, and he wanted to push it for as long as he could. And then we got to a point where he was still feeling good, but we weren't going to let it go any longer. I got lots of confidence in being in practice full out in 2 days.
Okay, we're going to take the calls over to Zoom. A reminder to use the raise your hand feature. First question comes from Sarah Orleski.
Hi, Paul. I know it's a day off tomorrow for the team, but what becomes the focus for you on Friday, really, as you get ready for game one this weekend?
Well, we'll want to take a little bit of a review. There's some things, Sarah, there's some things in this game tonight that we think are applicable to our games against Calgary, how we break the puck out, the pressure we're going to see from their forecheck. So we'll tie those two things together. We got a little bit of an unusual setup, right? We've got a 4:45 practice after a day off. So these are the things that when we talk about being adaptable, and so it's an unusual set of circumstances. So we'll probably meet a couple of times. We'll get some video done in the morning, and then bring them down for a skate. But we'll be we're kind of locked in now to how we're going to practice our team in that playoff mode. We won't be on the ice a whole long. We're going to want to get them on and get them off, especially with a 4:45. Practice start and get them ready, mentally ready for the style of game that's going to be played. We've kind of been building to this, a style of game, and we started with it in day one of training camp, anticipating the kind of hockey that was being played, and you can see it in the exhibition games that are being played, and you saw it in Van's game. So tie the things that we started with day one in camp together and get them ready to go.
We'll do three more questions. The next question comes from Brian Munns.
Paul, Tucker Pullman scored the game's opening goal. I noticed a lot of both he and Nate Beaulieu tonight. Nate had the big hit along the side wall. What did you see from those two tonight together?
I saw from those two what we saw almost every day in camp right from the start. Like, they both came back right and ready. And there's a chemistry there. They like to have a little bit of fun together on the ice. But they both play hard. Tucker covers a lot of ice, you know, just through that great stride that he has. And Nathan competes on every stride. So those guys, you know what, it was a lot like a number of our guys, I guess I can say. They came back right and ready. They came back in good shape. And from the first practice day, they pushed. So I think they look good because of it. We felt that those two both had really strong camps, and it was a continuation tonight.
The next question is from Murat Atesh.
You mentioned the Murray Babchuk on the Kulikov goal, and it looked like there was some of that up-ice aggression all game long. How do you feel about what you created with it and what you gave up as well?
I thought it's sectioned in the game, right? I think there were parts in the second period where we got it right, and we got a lot of good pressure up-ice, and our back pressure was good. I didn't love it early in the game, and there were parts of the third period that I thought we were not quite as careful with it. I like where the team was at, and today was a bit of a confirmation. There's some things in our game I don't love, but we're going to give them a little bit of room here. First exhibition game and first hockey game in 4 months. Overall, I'm pleased with it.
And our last question comes from Ken Weeb.
Paul, what did you see from Jack Roslovic, and what can his finishing ability do on that line, given the offensive zone time they generally
right. Can
create?
So there's the thing, and you know from covering us that, you know, a couple of years ago they went a stretch. I think they were the fourth best line in the league for about 4 weeks in terms of offensive zone time and chances generated. Jack has developed. Jack, in some ways, has become more like the other two, more like Andrew and Adam. There's a simplicity that's come to his game and a physicality. I'm not talking about hitting. I'm talking about a physicality with the puck. He's holding people off. He's leaning on guys. He's stronger. And then at the same time, you look at Andrew, the evolution of Andrew Kopp's game. He's becoming a little bit more like Jack Roslovic. He's making plays, inside plays, and Adam as well. So I don't look at that as just a shutdown line. They can do it because they're built to do it. But there's some offense for sure to be had. I like Jack's game an awful lot. Again, he's another one of those guys, and I talked about this earlier in camp. Jack's an incredibly fit hockey player, and he came back after 4 months off, and he was stronger. He was stronger. He was in better shape than when the season paused. So can use them a bunch of different ways. You know, you can use them to check. You can also let them, like we did tonight, they've got you know, Roussel and Ferland's got some weight to that line, so you can play them against the heavy lines too. It frees your other two lines up not to have to do that. So a very versatile group.